Hi, Sandy. It's Liz. Well, I have a lot to say. But my phone's probably going to die. So let me see. Well, I'm sitting here in the McDonald's because my girlfriend decided to lock us out of our truck right in front of the dollar store. So I'm waiting in the nice warm McDonald's while she goes home and gets the spare keys. I live in Pittsburgh, and I'm stupid, and I shouldn't leave this voicemail, and I hate myself. I'm sorry, but I love you.
Hello?
I'm calling to confirm a Book of Mormon delivery. Did you receive it?
Yeah, you guys have called me about 17 times already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got the Book of Mormon. I got it.
Good.
Can you take...
I'll put that down so they quit calling you. But can I just ask you some questions?
Sure.
Have you read the Book of Mormon?
I opened it up, and I read, I can't remember where I was, but it said something about, I got a little scared, to be honest with you.
Well?
It said something very scary.
Well, there's a lot of good things in there you can learn from, and...
Tell me the best section.
The best section. What are you looking for in your life? Like, have you...
Well, my daughter's a lesbian. I can't stand her guts.
Okay, there's a lot on families. Like, you can look in the back of the Book of Mormon, and it'll have, like, a reference section. I promise that if you just start reading it, things will pop out to you that will you can bring up with her, or... They're gonna find out when they die what's wrong and what's right. We all are.
I just wish that we could get them off the earth now. Because I can't wait to die to get away from them. That's a long time. Who knows? I could live another 50 years. I can't wait that long to get away from these gays.
Well, you just have to focus on yourself and helping you get closer to God.
I'm close to God. I have 5 boyfriends. I'm close to God.
Well, just try your best to help her, and that's all I can tell you.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry if I offended you if you're a homosexual. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm not.
Oh. She said that straight people rape women in the streets, like what they just did in Richmond.
I haven't heard about that. I would just urge you...
She said, instead of paying attention to gays and lesbians that don't hurt anyone, that we should be paying attention to the sick rapists on the street.
Well, honestly, I do not know.
What do you think about that? No argument.
Oh, no, this is a tough ball game here.
All right, I guess I'm on my own with this one. Me and my Mormon Bible.
Yeah, and talk to God about it.
I'm going to ask God. I will. Hey, can you promise me that you're going to take me off the call list?
Yes, 100%. No more calls.
Have a good one. I appreciate your time.
Okay, see ya.
Hi, you are listening to show number 47 of The Lesbian Mafia. Hi, I am sitting here wearing a habit and a nun's uniform. I had to take off the burqa because I was bumping into walls. I hit my head. You can't see through the mesh. I almost got hit by a car. It was terrible. I caused an accident on the freeway. It's really hard to drive in a burqa. It's very difficult to see the road, you know. But in a habit, at least, you know, your eyes are free to see. I know that some burqas, they allow you to see through one eye, you know. But then what happens when your husband owner punches you in that eye? Then what, you know? Your life isn't easy when you have a vag. What are you going to do, you know? Anyway, so it has been... Did I say what show this was? Number 47, did I say that? I don't know, I don't remember. It's been a while, you know. We've been terrible slackers here. We've received your messages, thank you. I went on Twitter and I saw a tweet that said, why does Sandy keep me waiting for shows, in between shows? And that's when I realized, wow, things are getting really bad here, so I have to post something. It has been, January has been an overwhelmingly busy month. I've been doing a million things, and sometimes it's hard to prioritize priorities. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Other than that, it has been like a frozen tundra here. It's calmed down a little bit. February looks like it may be slightly better, because January was, whoa, what a bitch. So I hope that you guys are doing okay. I hope, you know, I know there's a lot going on in the world around, but I hope that you are holding up okay. I am, I'm hanging on. You know. Yeah. But yeah, so I did also get an email on Twitter today, which I thought was very funny. On the last show, I spoke about someone who had written in and said, "Stop talking about politics, Sandy. You're getting on my nerves." You know, that's what she wrote. And so now it's been a month and a half, maybe 2 months later, I get an email on Twitter, which, by the way, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. Anyway, so I get a little, you know, email, and it says, "Hi, Sandy. Remember that email that you got last month? That was me. Do you forgive me? Do you still love me?" I mean, what do you say? You know, of course I still love you. I don't care. You can yell at me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we're on a platform here, and I get to say what I think. So you can most certainly tell me what you think. Just don't be a cunt about it, and you might get a message back from me if you're not a cunt. Now, all the PC people are going to get upset that I said the word cunt. What are you going to do? Fuck yourself? I don't know. I find people are very funny, you know? Like, sometimes you say something, they get mad at you, they delete you from their contacts, and then they come back like a month later, and they're like, "Hi, can you? I want to be friends again." So strange, like, having, like, internet friends. Like, you know, like, I have, like, internet friends. People that I have never met, that I don't really personally know. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I feel like I know them. Is that odd? That's so odd to, like, know people on the internet. But, you know, I don't like bullies. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't be a bully. You know what I'm saying? I hate bullies. But one thing about the internet is it is a breeding ground for bullies. And I think that it can turn... I think the web... No, YouTube. YouTube has to be the most bully-ridden place, like, ever. Worse than any lunch schoolyard anywhere. It is, I mean, I sometimes cannot believe what I see written under these YouTube videos. Like, what is wrong with people? I think that even the nicest person, I think Mother Teresa would even become a bitch if she went on YouTube. It's something about YouTube that, like, you become a bastard when you're on YouTube. What is wrong with people? They're insane. What is it about YouTube that makes people so wild that they leave a comment and then the next thing you know, they're having like an internet brawl and then they flame for, and then there'll be like 1,000 comments of a fight. Like, why would you want to spend your time fighting with a stranger that you have never met? You don't know anything about them other than maybe 5 words that they left of a comment on a video. Why? Why would you do that? Who has got this kind of time is what I want to know. Who? And then, like, you know, you see these people and I'm saying, like, do you realize that you're probably having an argument with a 12-year-old boy with an acne problem? Like, do you realize that? Like, do grown adults realize that when they get a comment from like a nasty flaming comment from someone on YouTube that they're probably a 12-year-old boy with an acne problem? Are they aware of this? You know, but some people do use comments to flame, you know? They want to come and they want to flame you, you know, just because they can. Like, I don't know. And then you wonder, like, if you were sitting in a bar with these people and if you said something to them in person, would they have that same, like, answer? Would they have the same remark to say to you after? Like, maybe, what if you were speaking to someone in a bar and you said something and they would answer you the way they would on YouTube? YouTube YouTube is a very strange place to be. I don't particularly like YouTube, to be quite honest with you. Specifically being because they delete things, they involve themselves in presidential campaigns. Google, they're openly admitting that they're going to be picking and choosing what they're going to put on Google now. So it's we're living in fascist America, so get used to it. People who are living under fascism don't really realize that they're living in fascism until 100 years later when they tell you that was a fascist country. You don't realize things. This is a fascist country. Thank you. Yeah, anyway, so, all right, why don't we have a little conversation or two?
We chased Lady Luck till we finally struck Bonanza.
Do you want to hear how I like to say the word asshole?
Yeah.
You don't say the L-E at the end.
S-O.
It's just A-S-S-O.
My patient today was in rare form.
Why?
I feel really bad for her, though. Well, she's not doing well mentally. She's mentally not there, so when you would walk by her, she would say, asshole! Asshole! And then she would start screaming, fucking lesbians! Lesbians! Like, really loud.
To you?
Yeah, even to me. And they're like, I know people know that I'm gay, and it's not really spoken about. So, I know they know. So, it's kind of, like, really funny, because she knew. It's like, what makes her say lesbians, you know? She would say, fucking lesbians, homosexuality, I'm not a lesbian, you're a lesbian. She, like, went off on lesbians.
How old is she?
84.
84?
Yeah, she's, like, psychotic. She has, you know, severe psychosis and, you know, manic episodes and just, she's really constantly at it, 24 hours sometimes, you know, without sleep. Like, we try to medicate her, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, so we're talking about your patients right now.
Yes.
So do you guys give electric shock to these people? Because I just found out that there's schools in the United States give electric shocks to students that are emotionally disturbed and mentally retarded. Do you do that?
They do it for severe depression, and believe it or not, they've seen drastic improvements. Because I've seen people who get out of bed very depressed, and it took them maybe like 8 treatments that they're walking.
Of course. Well, to you, it's a massive improvement because they don't have their frontal lobes anymore.
The thing is, it's a massive improvement in the symptoms.
Right, because they're zombies now.
Yeah, I'm not for it at all. I really don't like it. The reason why they get away doing it is because somebody comes in, they're not eating, they're not sleeping, they're not moving, they're very depressed, they're not talking, they're nothing. And with, I think, like, you know, 8 to 10 treatments, they walk, they talk, they function.
With 8 treatments of aversive therapy?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're happy-go-lucky, but from not eating and sleeping, you can get very sick. You go into dehydration, your kidneys shut down.
I'm very confused. So they're not eating, but then after you give them electric shocks, they become hungry?
No, they start eating. Some patients start eating.
Yeah, and what about, so maybe that's the 5% of patients you're talking about, but what about the other 95%?
I don't really like it. I would refuse giving it. See if any medications work. Like, it's really a last resort.
You know how when they give police officers stun guns?
Yeah.
I think that before you give aversive treatment to anyone, that you should get it yourself. You should.
Right.
Before you start, you know, distributing shock treatments to people's brains. What are you doing? You're totally not vibing with me right now.
I'm totally discombobulated.
Because you just got home from work.
ECT.
I'm sorry. What's it called?
ECT, yeah, ECT.
I think it's disgusting what they do. How do you like that? You like that?
When people get ECT, they're very labile people. They cry for no reason. They'll laugh out of nowhere. Their emotions are flying all over the place.
Bonanza!
But sometimes when you're crying, you're not crying for no reason.
They're laughing for no reason and then going to crying after laughing. They're very, you know, labile. When they get the treatments, they're not like that anymore. Their emotions are appropriate to what's going on.
They become zombified.
I've seen drastic improvements that you're like, wow. Like, you know, a week ago, this patient was like...
Bonanza!
And now they're up, they're walking, they're talking. And they'll report to you, I'm feeling good, I feel okay, I'm feeling good. So, you know, it's really a fine line.
After having a
lecture... I like it. Yeah, after having it. Yeah, I've seen it. And then I've seen people with just nothing. It doesn't improve with
them at
all. Well,
that's what I was just going to say. What about the other 95% of the people that get shocks to their brains?
How do you know those percentages? You don't know those percentages. You don't know the effects of the percentages.
I don't know the percentages.
No, you're making it up.
You're right.
You're statistical sanity.
You're right.
I am right.
I'm just saying because maybe you've witnessed one or two people who have had...
No, that's enough to improve a quality of life. Just like, I don't know, like if that was my grandma and they tried everything in the book...
I can't hear you speak in the...
I'm saying, like, if that was my grandma and I saw my grandma depressed like these people, knowing what I know, and if I know that they tried every medication, and if I know that she's, like, depressed to the point where she's not eating and she has to be hospitalized and her kidneys could shut down, if I know that shock therapy is, like, a last resort and she has the chance to function and improve her mental and physical health, I would say, yeah, let's try it. It should be used as a last resort. It's like anything else, you know? Sometimes it doesn't...
I wonder if your grandmother knows this about you. Have you told your did your grandmother know this about you? That you would do this to her?
Shock your brain. I'm just saying, I've seen drastic...
Bonanza!
That kind of changed my mind about it just a little bit. I haven't really taken a statistical account, but one patient is one patient, you know? And every patient matters.
Depression eventually passes. It's the same thing like when they give you these...
Very wrong, Sandy.
Well,
very
okay,
wrong.
Like they give these people these medications.
Depression is a chemical
Bonanza.
In your body produced by hormones. That doesn't pass. It could be helped. It could be maybe a little corrective of medication or deep psychotherapy and maybe reverse trauma that could change how your hormones are going. But, I mean, it doesn't pass just like that. It has to be treated.
If you have severe manic depression, okay, but depression does pass.
I totally disagree with that. Because depression is a chemical imbalance. You don't know when that's going to pass.
Sometimes, are you listening or you can't hear me? Good.
Shut up, I'm listening.
Depression is not always a chemical imbalance.
True.
Sometimes depression is clearly circumstantial and lack of...
Yeah, true. It could be, you know...
And lack of coping. Yeah. Lack of coping skills. You know, you lost your job and now, you know, or whatever. You broke up with your girlfriend and you lost your job in the same week.
Right, if it's a crisis.
Right, and that's the problem with the medical communities. Everything's chemical. They can't synthesize reality with medical stuff. Some stuff is medical.
Right.
And some stuff is not.
Right. I could agree with that.
So depression can and does pass quite often.
Understand. You have to understand.
And these therapists, they're so quick. Oh, you need a pill. You need a pill. You need a pill. You know, and then they say to you, oh, it takes you 2 or 3 months for this pill to start working. Well, how do you know in 2 or 3 months that the depression didn't just pass?
Right. I have your point of view when I work with the adolescent children. But when I work with the geriatric population and they have a long psych history of depression, you know, a long psych history of substance abuse, I have a different opinion, a different take. You know, kids that were just found with ropes around their neck, you know, 6 years old.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. But I agree, like, a lot of the kids that we take care of, they're not on medication. Because they're very, they come in with like a conduct disorder or oppositional defiant disorder. You know, a lot of it has to do within the home. There's no consistency. Some cases, yeah, I believe it is circumstantial, and I agree with that. I don't agree on putting everyone on medication. I don't. But, I do. I can speak from both sides, and I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. You know, a lot of these kids are on lithium, which I think is a really strong drug. Very strong, you know, but... I'm not a doctor. I can't say, you know, I'm not giving this. And
well, what they're doing with these shocks is they're damaging your brain.
Yeah, they don't even know about these shocks.
They don't even know what they're really doing.
They probably know 2% of what the brain does. They don't
right.
know what the full brain does.
It's brain damage. That's what electric shocks are, is brain damage. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're shocking your brain.
Yeah, they're shocking seizures into your brain. They're giving you a seizure. That's insane.
I think we should do it together.
I think we should get a bottle of vodka.
I think we should, like, get some Ativan.
Get a bottle of vodka, some Ativan, a little bit of heroin. We'll mainline and do electroshock therapy. We'll have a party all night.
I'm so fucking scared. They would have to dose me up with Ativan.
Or your next party can be aversive therapy party.
Oh, yeah. Instead of NYC, Spice ECT.
That party I'll go to. You'll have like a little place stationed where everybody can take turns. And then me and you will be in the corner with a bottle of vodka and the things over our heads. And then when you say something funny, I give you a shock. And then when I say something funny, you give me a shock.
So we could tell people like, oh, you're sick of being a lesbian? You know, come sit down and this could convert you.
Oh, right.
And we could convert them. And then we'll hand them that Mormon book and we'll say, look, read this. Repeat lines 3 and 4 and close your eyes.
They called me 100 times to ask me if I got it. They're like Jehovah's Witnesses. You can't get rid of them. I got it. The Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. You want me to read something?
Yes.
Chapter 29. I feel like this is sacrilegious for me to read from the Book of Mormon. I feel like it's really disrespectful and sacrilegious. Should I not do it?
Read it.
They're evil. What do I care? But I still feel like, why mock other people's beliefs just because they do it to us?
Yeah, they totally mock us.
Yeah. We'll invite the Mormons to your party, too. We're going to have a Mormon aversive therapy party.
We'll shock them.
And all of the voters that voted yes on 8. We'll have a yes on 8 party.
Let's have a party and say how much we like Warren.
Did you get that email that I sent you?
Oh my God, Sandy, that's so good at somebody else.
What? The L word?
The Jenny and Shane thing was very funny. How everyone reacted. I thought that was really funny.
I just can't believe that you can even get into that. Like,
I just thought it was funny because it's typical.
I just think you have to have like an IQ of like 92 to really find it entertaining. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think because the Max's baby really just like threw it off, so nothing was worse than that. I think that was really terrible.
That he was pregnant?
Yeah, with that beard. He looks like he swallowed, maybe he has a chia pet inside of him. Chia!
Right. You know, the way they put him on the screen, like the first show, the way they just like put him on the screen, like they just did like a really quick shot of him. Like it went right to him. And then he was like standing there with that full beard.
It's like, what is that thing? Ah, it's a watch. Well, wait, he's growing a chia pet.
I don't understand the show at all.
They probably had a tough time with, you know, finding out a plot. So they probably were just like, let's kill someone and have the whole season unravel until he kills her.
Do you hate it?
I think about the first, like, season and how great it was, and then the second, and then it's like, this poor show, they mutilated it.
There's nothing left to it. It's just totally abused and used. You know, but it goes to show that you can destroy art, you know? It goes to show what, like, something like Showtime, what it can do to art, because the first season was pure art.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I can't remember anything more exciting that we've ever had than the L Word first season. And, you know, like everybody, and so many people had a problem with it. Like the way, remember at the beginning, everybody was like, oh, there's not, you know, no butches on there, that lesbians don't look like that. Of course they do. In big cities, they do look like that.
Yeah.
And for so many years, the only representation of being a lesbian that we had was butch women, which, okay, that's fine, but that doesn't represent all lesbians. So finally, there was one show that represented what femme women look like. I think that was what was so groundbreaking about it, is that it was about femmes, and there wasn't this obsession with masculine energy.
And even still, the fucking lesbian community had to attack it and say, oh, where are the butches? And it's just like one season. Give it time, you know, to throw in a butch here or there.
That's true, too.
Like, they jumped right on it for negative.
Yeah, and I think what destroyed that show was the creators and the writers listening to the viewers. Once you start taking in, like, you can listen to feedback, but to a point, because you can't really let feedback direct what you're doing, change the direction of what you're doing. If you listen to too much feedback, before you know it, you'll be doing a show that you didn't even create, which is exactly what happened with the L Word. That's not the show that that person created. What you're watching now, this is what you watched the first season?
No, they have a pregnant transvestite. I can't. I think maybe. I mean, Shaken was freebasing. I don't know what happened.
Do you think that she got into drugs really bad?
I don't know. Maybe I think she sold. They sold out. I can't even say that they sold out. I don't know what happened. I think they maybe got new writers.
There's nothing lesbian about that show anymore. It's just a bunch of characters, and they change from moment to moment. They're completely different. Like Beth started off as one person, and now she's somebody completely different. By the way, though, Beth looks slamming jamming, huh?
Yeah, she looks good. So does Tina. Like, she worked out. Like, her body looks good.
Yeah, Tina looks great, too. Rachel Shelley's really hot. I'll tell you what, I'm not attracted to Tina, but I'm attracted to Laurel Holloman. If you ever see her on, like, interviews, the way she talks and her demeanor is, she's very, she's an appealing personality.
Yeah, I find Tina a very unattractive personality.
Yes, Tina is hideously disgusting.
I find Jenny, who's a pretty woman, unattractive.
You find her unattractive?
In the show, the character.
Oh, yeah, that's a ridiculous, she's not even real. She's like such a caricature. She's not even real. But Mia Kirshner has a delightful personality. Like, when you see her on interviews and photo shoots and stuff like that, adorable. She's got the most expressive eyes. She's so cute and adorable.
I love her.
Yeah, yeah. She's really adorable.
I like Helena, too. Helena, if I had to pick a favorite character, it would be Helena.
Yeah, but when they put her in sneakers, I can't do it. I can't. And those weird jeans, like, it's like they bought her jeans from, like, they don't fit her body. You're working with pure beauty. Like, you can't manage to make her look good. You can't put her in decent clothes. And again, when she first came on, she was so well-dressed. You know, she always had her hair down. She looked really sexy. And now they always have her looking so unappealing. Helena, when was the last time you saw Helena look good? She has a head of hair on her that is to die for.
I thought maybe in the club scene she looked attractive.
Yeah, she looked okay, whatever. And then, like, pushing that person, like, pushing her, like, that's
finesse, you know?
It's so stupid.
Make her have that finesse.
Right. Yeah, like, everything's changed. The whole show is so weird. What is the plot of the L Word?
Oh, God. I guess the plot is who kills Jenny. Because when you're watching it, you know, you're thinking, okay, so Jenny is with Shane, and maybe the jealous girlfriend, ex-girlfriend is going to kill Jenny. And then you're thinking, wait, maybe Adele's psycho and she stole the tape, so maybe she's going to kill Jenny. So maybe that's the plot. So I don't know. Who do you think is going to kill Jenny? Maybe Max's baby is going to jump out and kill Jenny. So,
or it could be Max's baby that kills Jenny.
I just said that.
Oh, that's right. You did just say that. I don't think I'm listening. What's wrong with me? Even
terrible.
Talking about it, I start to float. So I just said the exact same thing that you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think about this ending? How about Max's baby jumps out and kills Jenny?
No, I have a better ending. I have a better ending than that. How about Max's baby comes out and kills Jenny?
No. I have a better one. How about this? We're watching the movie, right? We're watching the show, the series. How about Max is pregnant and her baby jumps out and kills Jenny? And Jenny's dead.
No, that's not a good ending. I have a much better ending than that.
What is it?
You get a perfectly attractive lesbian, you turn her into a man.
Oh.
and then you make her gay, but she has straight sex. Then she gets pregnant, and her baby comes out and kills Jenny.
Or you have an attractive lesbian who swallows a chia pet, and now then she has hair all over her face, and she decides to be a transgender person, and she gets pregnant by a gay man, her baby, who signs for the deaf. Doesn't he sign for the deaf?
I was going to say, who's a sign translator?
And Jenny's baby jumps out and is hairy and kills Jenny.
A little hairy Chewbacca baby comes out.
A little hairy devil.
No, I got a much, much better ending than that.
What? I don't think you could top my ending.
No, that was very good. The Bride of Chucky.
Well, that's what you get for not paying attention to my ending.
The Bride of Chucky comes on the L Word. Impregnates a transvestite who used to be an attractive lesbian. And kills Jenny in sign language. What are you thinking?
Fucking, I think you should be a writer.
Thank you very much.
I think they should bring back the season.
Right, and then we could make the plot of the show. What is the plot of the show going to be? We can make a whole season. It feels like they're just grabbing at straws. So it's like season 7, we'll bring it back. Season 7 will be, what is the plot of the L Word? That's going to be the L Word. What is the plot of the L Word?
Right. Perfect.
Thank you very much.
So what's the goal? What's the plan? That it's going to go on podcast? VCast?
I guess, yeah. You watch it on the computer.
New episodes?
I guess. I don't really know. I don't know, to be honest. That's the truth.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We got a hold of a pot full of gold bonanza.
Shalom. Hello?
Hello, lover.
Hi. You sound very limber.
I feel very limber. I did yoga of the mouth.
Yoga of the mouth?
Yes.
That sounds very dubious.
It is quite dubious.
Yes. So, where are we?
We are in Never Never Land.
Is Michael Jackson there?
That's Neverland Ranch.
Oh.
Which is no longer his, by the way.
They took that away from him?
Yeah, he had to, sell a bunch of his shit. He even sold he owned the rights to all the Beatles songs, and he had to sell them. Not sell them, but he had to get rid of them to cover his expenses.
And isn't he having, a lung transplant?
You mean a skin graft? I don't know. Do you think it might have been all the the peroxide that seeped into his body?
I don't know, but you know what? All the things that he said he suffered from and that we made fun of him for all these years, like, it's turning out that they're all true.
What do you mean? Like, what else did we make fun of him about?
Well, you know, that he had vitiligo. What do you call it? Vitiligo? Vitiligo? How do you pronounce that?
Which one is that, though? I don't
the
know.
The one where
know.
Your skin, like, it bleaches itself?
Skin disease?
Yeah, how do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I believe that he really did have it. And maybe that's why he really did bleach his skin.
So why do you think he wore makeup, though?
Because he's transgender.
Slightly. The eyeliner, the lipstick.
Yeah, I feel bad for Michael.
You know, let me tell you something.
You don't.
No. I'm not going to say I love Michael Jackson, but I mean, when I hear his, hey, pretty baby with the high heels, I can't avoid getting all up into it, you know? I don't have a problem enjoying myself to his old music.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I grew up on it, you know? I grew up in the 80s, so.
Like, I just feel like, don't take Thriller away from me. Like, why do you want to take Thriller away from me, you know?
Yeah. Those sounds are always going to remain timeless. And that's why people still are, like, crazy fanatics about him.
Right, because we don't have stars today that have stepped into the shoes of these people. Like,
you know,
Justin Timberlake, this is not star quality or charisma, I'm sorry. He's gorgeous. Justin Timberlake is adorable, and he's a good dancer, and he's an okay singer. But he's not Michael Jackson. He's not Prince. He's not, you know, we don't have stars like that now, other than maybe Beyonce.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that's all we have right now in the music industry. And it's not, oh, you know, because of the generations. It's not that. It's that the music industry really is merda. It's really garbage.
Oh, God. Have you heard that shit from Lady Gaga?
No, I have not.
It's that song, but I can't see straight anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's just disgusting. And she's got amazing killer legs. There's like this trend going on in the UK. A lot of women are dressing like they're wearing their lingerie as clothes,
like,
and like wearing bras and just underwear and parading around London.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that are like a hot mess, just like what we have here now.
Mm.
Good, because everybody makes fun of us. Oh, she's cute. You don't think she's cute at all?
No, I think she's cute.
All right, let me hear the other song. Hold on. She's okay. I mean, this is like, you know, pop medical waste garbage, you know, whatever. It's here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what about Poker Face?
Poker Face?
Poker in the Face. What about that? Oh, that's those other sluts that... Those girls. Okay.
Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, but that was Pussycat Dolls. Now, this is Poker Face Lady Gaga. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is garbage. Next.
Yeah.
I'm getting pulled in. I'm getting pulled in a little. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no. I think it's just that one song that's really catchy.
Beautiful, dirty, dirty, rich, rich, dirty, dirty, beautiful, dirty, rich. Dirty, dirty, rich, dirty, dirty, rich, beautiful.
I like that. That's pretty good.
No, I don't like it.
All right, I've had enough of her.
It's all shit we've heard in the 80s. It's nothing new. It's not like some, oh my God, transcending fucking music.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want my, however unrealistic version of Michael Jackson it may be, I don't want that taken away from me.
Do you remember the first time you ever watched the Thriller video?
Yes, I remember. I went to my neighbor's house. We planned it all day long. And I think I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13? I don't know.
I was I think, 5 or 6, but I remember it.
Yeah.
I still watch that video and I love it.
It's still great. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
How can that person be a pedophile? I don't believe it.
God.
Is he?
No.
Is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't let my niece or nephew near him.
No. That's why he gets his kids from, South America.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, if I had left my kids there at the Neverland Ranch and I came back and I was like, where's my little Johnny? And I go looking for him and they tell me that, oh, they're in Michael Jackson's bedroom, sleeping in his bed. You would have to call the police on me. I don't trust him. I just totally changed my mind.
I don't trust him, but I think his music is great.
Yeah, that's fucked up, though, because so is R. Kelly. His music's great, too. I know you don't like that stuff, but, you know, he likes to piss on 13-year-old girls' faces.
Yeah, he's got some issues, that one.
He's another degenerate. What were we even talking about? Why did I say I wanted a tape?
Oh, we were talking about
the Lesbian Mafia stimulus plan.
I want to hear it.
Well, you know, there's trillions and trillions of dollars being handed out to people who are filthy rich. Filthy rich. So how about we take a measly $350 million, which, you know, when you're talking about billions and billions, trillions and trillions of dollars, $350 million is a drop in the bucket.
Okay.
Right? You take $350 million and you give $1 million to every American. There's 350 million Americans that live in this country. Give $1 million to every American. It won't matter if they get laid off, if they lose their jobs, and they can spend that money, put it back into the economy. There's the Lesbian Mafia stimulus plan.
There you go.
They've looted this place, and now you, the taxpayer, has to bail them out, according to our president. And you're going to be happy about it because you're invested in this president.
I'm not invested in the president.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Rachel Maddow is hopeful.
Maddow?
She's hopeful.
She's hopeful, but she's got a job.
Right. I was waiting for all kinds of changes, and that everybody was going to love us magically. And we'd all be able to travel again and not have to lie and say we were from Canada. Because now everyone's going to love us. Everybody loves us now. It's magic. It's like magic. And personally, I think that everybody should get a mic and tape a podcast. Even if it's a piece of crap mic, you buy a piece of garbage mic, you stick it in your computer, you start talking. And then if you like what you're doing, then you down the line, you can get a better mic. If you have an opinion that is not of the herd mentality, get a mic, stick it in your computer.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that we're also syndicated now on No Saints Media?
Really?
Yes, we're syndicated on 3 heterosexual radio stations now.
I'm not
a big surprise, right? Yeah, No Saints Media, Radio Dentata, and Reapso Radio all are radio stations who are very pro freedom of speech, and they're very supportive of this show, and I'm very grateful. And it's not just like, oh, straight guys, you know, they're one of the proprietors is a woman and the other two are men, but we're not doing like a sexual show, which this isn't the L word. I didn't expect to have so much straight support. I really didn't.
But I think it's a good thing.
Me too. You know? Oh, yeah. No, me too.
When I listen to any sort of entertainment, be it TV, radio, podcast, music, it's a sense of release. And I could listen to what other people's opinions are and, you know, see things in a different perspective.
Yeah, well, we definitely offer different perspectives than the majority, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I think that's fine. I think that's better.
We don't come from any political party. We're not, you know, it's very nonpartisan.
Right. We're not trying to appeal to both parties or to any parties. It's just very open.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah,
right, because we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats, we're not, you know, it's like they want you to force yourself into a party because that's the only thing that exists are these two parties. So you have to force yourself. So if you're not for you know, Barack, then that means, oh, you must be for McCain. Or if you're not for McCain, oh, that means you, how about you're not for any of them? And then if you're not for them, then, oh, you must be third party. Or if you're not, if you're not left or right, you must be in the middle. Like, there's all, I mean, there's millions of people in this country. And out of all of those millions of people, you're supposed to force yourself to fit into one of three paradigms.
Why? Why would people feel like they have to be forced into anything? I mean,
you think what you think. You may be, you know, you may share views with certain people and not relate to being in their party. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like just because I relate to, on this one level, that I have to be a part of that party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I say down with the parties. I say real revolution. I say real revolution. Anti-establishment.
Yeah. The government has complete control over the mass media.
Right.
What you're reading and you're hearing on the mass media is just shit that's almost hypnotizing, and like getting them to kind of like agree to this bullshit. And it's all what it is just bullshit.
Yeah, both parties are hypocrites.
Of course.
Yeah, the FBI is going to come and take us out of our houses.
No, they're not.
They're going to come in helicopters one of these days.
I told you, well, we're going to go into that big hole, you know, in the middle of the earth, where all the bad people go.
Right. You don't think this phone is tapped? And everybody's okay with it now, all of a sudden. Everybody's fine with wiretapping now. Does it matter?
Everyone's okay with giving up their privacy? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, now wiretapping, that's, you know, it's okay. It's okay. I can't. I could go on forever.
No. I think you maybe just need to kind of get things off your chest. This could be quite therapeutic.
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
So, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Very sorry about being so slackadaisical in posting. We'll try to be better about it, but just give me a little bit of wiggle room over the next month. The posting may not be as regular as it should be. We'll try to get back on some form of the schedule very soon. But so if you want to catch us on MySpace, you can get us at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can get us on Twitter at The Lesbian Mafia. I've been very terrible about giving out a contact email. And so sorry about that. If you need to message us, you can get us at info@thelesbianmafia.com. And the listener comment line is 206-984-4093. You can call in with your questions, comments, etc. If you leave an interesting message, it may get played on the show. The neurotic messages get priority, of course. I have an entire folder of messages from you guys that I haven't played. I'm sorry, I will try to get to those. It's very difficult to bring everything together here. You know, it's very difficult. If you want it, you can listen to recent episodes of The Lesbian Mafia on your telephone if you don't have your computer or your iPod with you. And that number is 651-925-1610. Again, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure. So we will talk at you again very soon. Ta-ta. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. As I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. I'm a lesbian. They talk behind my back and criticize my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.